And hello again, everybody. Mike Salmon with you from the Home of Hope Charity Classic here, the golf tournament at Lanier Island's Legacy Golf Course. And we've been doing cut-ins all afternoon here, talking to sponsors, talking to organizers, talking to folks from the Kiwanis Club that have really put this on for the Home of Hope. And now some of the golfers are coming off the course. And joining us now is John Slappy. And John was one of the golfers. He's also with Peggy Slappy Properties. John, before we get into Peggy Slappy Properties and the good work you do there, let's talk about your golf game. How'd you do out there? I understand you did really well.
Yes, we had a great game today. Had a good group of guys, great weather. Luckily, we had a little wind out there, but we kind of worked through it the best we could.
What hole did you start on?
We started on 5A. We were the A group, so first group out of there.
I would think the first hour or two, the wind was really kicking up. I mean, what was it like out there? Because normally I shank them into the woods. With this wind, they might have actually, you know, pushed and made them straight, but How do you figure out how to play in those kind of conditions?
Well, it takes a lot of calculations, but, you know, the best thing we can do is use the wind to our advantage, and sometimes it works out for you, and sometimes it doesn't.
As we sit here now, John, you are the clubhouse leader. We're waiting for the other golfers to finish up. Was it a best ball tournament today?
Yes, four-man best ball scramble.
Talk about your group. Who was in your group?
So I had David Orlowski, which is one of our home builders. We're in the residential real estate business. Jason Witherspoon, who's in the flood, wind, fire, and damage restoration business. And then we also had a new guy to our group, which was Scott Witten. And Scott, he is works for Reunion Golf and Country Club and handles their outdoor facilities there.
I play tennis at a Reunion,
okay.
Very familiar. Who is the best golfer?
I would like to say myself, but I cannot make that claim. So I would probably say Jason Witherspoon was probably our best golfer. Of course, he played at South Carolina for golf and had a full ride scholarship there. So,
oh, well, no wonder you guys are in first place. was there any wagering, any money lost out there?
I have to plead the fifth on that.
You mentioned builders and stuff, Peggy yes. Slappy Properties.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that business. What is that?
So we have been a local community residential real estate business right here in the Gwinnett County area. Been in business for just over 40 years. I'm a fourth-generation real estate agent in my family, and we've been a longtime supporter of the Home of Hope and Maureen and her staff and administration, and just trying to help any way we can for families that come to the Home of Hope and go from a life of dependence to a life of independence.
Maureen Cornoa, who is the executive director of the Home of Hope, she speaks very highly about you and your whole organization. You guys have been involved not just sponsoring today's tournament, but you guys do stuff year-round with the Home of Hope. So I know it is important to you and your family.
Yes, yes. We do a lot of stuff with them. We do a Santa brunch every year and get to spend some time with the family and the kids and bring Santa in. And it's fun to kind of get to see a glimpse into their world and see how the Home of Hope's changing lives out there.
Now, Peggy Slappy is your mom, you said.
Correct.
When she claims you, as you said before we went on the air here. So you're in the business.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have a choice?
you
said you were fourth generation.
You know, I think growing up, it was in my blood. I didn't realize that I would make a career out of it. But once I got back from college, it just was a perfect fit for me. And I love to help people gain home ownership and, you know, the American dream.
All right. Well, as I said, you guys are the leaders as we go into the clubhouse here. What was your score?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know. I didn't keep the score today. So I know we shot low, though.
Okay. And it was legit, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. We're very much a stickler of the rules, for sure.
I take it you play golf a lot?
I do, yep.
How would you describe this course? Is it forgiving? Is it not forgiving?
You know, this is a tough track. It's a great facility they've got here. They've really done a lot in what they've done in the last few years and put a lot of money into the whole facilities, not just the golf course. But it's a beautiful course. It's a very tough track. And the wind element added a good bit more difficulty to it today. But we endured and played through.
I would think there would be some areas where it's pretty open because you're on the water or near the water.
Correct.
So that would really play with the wind. How about the placement of the pins today and everything? And was the course fast, slow?
I felt like the course was pretty fast. There were some pretty tough pin placements today for sure. We made some jokes and comments about the greenskeeper might have wanted to make us kind of play out of our norm today with some of the placements that they had. But we endured and played through and had a great time.
Before we go, John, what was your best shot today? You remember your best shot?
Ooh, I would say...
See, that's not a hard question if you ask me, because typically in a round I'll have only one good shot.
Uh-huh.
But it sounds like you must have had a lot of good shots because you got to think about it.
Yes, yes. I made a very good putt. I think it was on number 7, and it was a putt that we didn't expect to make, and just read it right and went in.
Nice. Well, we'll hold our breath and see what happens and see if you can hold on. But John Slappy with Peggy Slappy Properties, thanks for stopping by. Congratulations on the support. It's been a wonderful day. Lots of money raised for the Home of Hope. And I know on behalf of Marine and the whole organization, thank you for your support year-round.
Yeah, well, thank you for having us. We had a great time. Great event.
All right, a reminder that we're going to be here all day and continuing to do more interviews here from the Home of Hope Charity Classic. So stay with us here on Business Radio X.